You're listening to episode 71 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. Last week, we kicked off our short and actionable summer professional development podcast episodes with an overview of mistakes many teachers make when it comes to lesson planning. We talked about time management, or rather mismanagement. We talked about the fact that we don't need to know it all to plan quality lessons for our English learners. And we talked about one of the most important things about how we sometimes don't create clear goals and objectives for our lessons. So in today's episode, I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on how you can come up with goals and objectives. And I will be talking about content and language objectives for your EL students. You will hear about why it is important to have them in your lesson plan, what the difference between the two is, as well as about the verbs that will help you differentiate between content and language. I hope this episode will leave you excited and inspired to begin or even continue planning for the upcoming year. Let's get started. Welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grosslis, otherwise known as Simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. As you already heard in the introduction, I mentioned that we talked about three mistakes that teachers frequently make when planning lessons for English learners. And this was the last week's episode. If you didn't hear it, please go back and listen to it. I hope it will inspire you to take some action. And one of those mistakes was not having clear goals for your lesson. So today, I wanted to chat a little bit about what are the goals or objectives of an EL lesson, because when you're planning for English learners, it is a little bit more involved. So first of all, why is it important to have an objective in a lesson? Well, number one, it helps the students and you, the teacher, focus attention on what's most important in the lesson. I know from personal experience that it is so easy to go off on a tangent. And yes, the tangent might be a learning experience, but sometimes it's hard to come back when you don't really know where you're going. And when you have a clear objective, you're able to get back on track more easily. Number two, objective allows students to have something to work towards. It is important to list the objectives where they're visible, to tell the students what the goal of the lesson is, and, you know, to go over that goal with them at the start of the class. And number three, ELs need objectives that include both content and language. Unlike English as a foreign language class, students, multilingual learners in the U.S. take content classes throughout the day and are learning both content and language at the same time. Therefore, exposing them to academic vocabulary and language in a targeted and systematic way will not only improve their language, but also will help them access content. Many EL teachers have heard of the PSYOP method. This acronym stands for Sheltered Instruction Observation Protocol, and it is a research-based method that is very effective at addressing the academic needs of English learners and consists of eight components. These are lesson preparation, building background, comprehensible input, strategies, interaction, practice or application, lesson delivery, review and assessment. So these are your typical lesson plan components, and specifically for PSYOP, it is a little bit more involved. And while not all of us may be able to implement this method fully, one thing that we can all embrace is creating language and content objectives for our English learners. Which brings me to this question, what is a language and what is a content objective and what is the difference between the two? So a content objective is the what of the lesson. What will the students learn today? It simply deals with the content or the topic, if you will. And a language objective is the how of the lesson and involves using all four language domains: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. A language objective gives a goal of interacting with the content. I go into greater detail about how to create content and language objectives inside my lesson planning masterclass, Map Out Your First Month with EL Beginners. But here's a simple example of a content and language objective for a newcomer lesson. Let's say our topic is school. Okay, school places, school people, school objects. So a content objective could be the students will be able to identify five objects in the classroom. And this is the what of the lesson. Okay, we want them to identify five objects. A language objective could be as follows. The students will be able to identify five objects in the classroom orally using the sentence frame. This is a blank and a word bank. So again, our language for achieving the content is we're going to use speaking, we're going to use the sentence frame, and we're going to use a word bank. Which brings me to the third part of writing content and language objectives, which is the verbs. There are certain verbs that will help you decide on specific content and language objectives. If you're familiar with Bloom's taxonomy, it identifies ways students can interact with content and develop their critical thinking skills. The first level is always to understand and recall, and that is where we are working when we teach EL newcomers. This is not to say that ELs are not capable of using higher order thinking skills. Far from it. But when we are working with the content and language and newcomers, I have found that the first two rungs of the Bloom's taxonomy, remembering and explaining, are key so that they are able to then show that they can analyze and use those higher order thinking skills. So to break it down even further, I'm going to share with you several verbs that you can use for writing content objectives. So these would be from the Bloom's taxonomy, such as list, identify, summarize, produce, analyze, compare, model, or decide. And when we think about language objectives, as I already mentioned, they have to do with the four language domains. So it would be listen, retell, rephrase, explore, write, classify, define, and so many, many more. So remember, content objectives would probably use the verbs, not probably, but would use the verbs from Bloom's taxonomy, and the language objectives would use the verbs that have to deal with the language. What do we do when we listen? What do we do when we want students to write? What do we want the students to do when we want them to expand their vocabulary or to read or to speak? So I, again, share full list of verbs inside the lesson planning masterclass. And so you can have access to it and practice making content and language objectives at your fingertips. Now, let's recap a little bit. So in this episode, I talked about content and language objectives. And the first thing was why it was important to have an objective in the lesson. Well, because it gives your lesson a direction. The second part was the definition of the content and language objectives. The content objective is the what of the lesson, and the language objective is the how of the lesson. And finally, an important component of the content and language objectives, the verbs. The content verbs use Bloom taxonomy, and the language objectives use language verbs are those that have to do with the four language domains. I hope you found this episode helpful. This is a big topic that deserves a lot of time, but I wanted to make sure that you have the understanding of these objectives before starting to plan your lessons. Now, once you do that, you will then be able to easily explain them to your content area colleagues, and maybe this practice will even become a department or school-wide venture. You never know. I already mentioned the Lesson Planning Masterclass, which is available this month for you to get a head start on your planning. It will help you zero in on what exactly needs to be addressed when you have a newcomer in your class and will teach you a repeatable process of lesson planning that will save you so much time. So I will share the link to it in the show notes, and I truly hope to see you inside. But in the meantime, be sure to connect with me on Instagram and share your takeaways from this episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do two things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL ELL teachers. And of course, there's a third thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at SimplyYevaESL, Facebook SimplyYeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.